Genesis chapter 7. Yahweh said to Noah, "Come with all of your household, with all your family, into the ship, for I have seen your righteousness before me in this generation." That doesn't mean that Noah didn't sin. It means that God saw him as if he was righteous. And that's what we find Paul saying in the New Testament, that by faith we believe in God's grace and he counts us as if we're righteous, even though we're not. So that's what love really is, looking at someone as if they're wonderful, even if they might not be. "You shall take 7 pairs of every clean animal with you, male and his female. Of the animals that are unclean, take 2, the male and his female. Also of the birds, 7 and 7, male and female, to keep seed alive on the surface of all the earth. In 7 days I will cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Every living thing that I've made I will destroy from the surface of the ground." Noah did everything that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came on the land. Noah went into the ark with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives in the face of the flood waters. So I'm sure he probably had other children. I'm sure that he probably had other children, but they didn't come. So it would have been too late. And I'm sure that probably his children who did come also had their children. That would have been Noah's grandchildren. And so they didn't come into the ark. And so unfortunately, not everyone was saved. And that's just how it is in our times, that unfortunately not everybody is saved.
Maybe he saw his great-great-grandchildren.
Well, yeah, maybe he did, but the point is they didn't come into the ark. And
maybe
so
they had some after the flood?
Yeah, well, that's possible. But the point is that only those who came into the ark were saved. The flood waters destroyed absolutely everybody else. So, clean animals, animals that were not clen, birds, and everything that creeps on the ground, went by pairs to Noah into the ship, male and female, as God commanded Noah. It happened after the 7 days that the waters of the flood came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, on the same day, all the fountains of the great deep were burst open, and the sky's windows were opened. The rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So it wasn't just rainwater that caused the flood. There was water underneath the earth that burst open. In the same day, Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered into the ark. They and every animal after its kind, all the livestock after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind. They went to Noah into the ship by pairs of all flesh, with the breath of life in them. Those who went in male and female, as God commanded him, and Yahweh shut him in. So then Peter says that going into the ark is like being baptized into Jesus. And God shut him in, so we are sealed. And it's only if we really fight against God that we'll be unsealed. So the flood was 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and lifted up the ship, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters increased greatly on the earth, and the ship floated on the surface of the waters. All the high mountains that were under the whole sky were covered. You can imagine people running higher and higher onto their roofs, and then up hills, up mountains, but no good. It was too late. And that's what it's going to be like when Jesus comes back, that all the people who laughed at us, like they laughed at Noah for building a boat on dry land, are going to realize too late that what we gave our lives to was the truth and was true. So all flesh died that moved on the earth, including birds, livestock, animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the Spirit of life, of all that was on the dry land, died. Every living thing was destroyed that was on the surface of the land. Only Noah was left alive, and those who were with him in the ship, and the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days.